According to Representative Ray Ward, Utah's sex education laws have intimidated teachers and caused them to shy away from talking about contraception entirely. Ward represents District 19 in Bountiful and says the idea of the bill is to clarify the language of an already existing sex ed law. He says it's taken multiple legislative sessions to pass the bill.
The bill that passed was not just pleasing one side. I worked with people on both sides of the issue to get it passed. And it really is just a clarification. It doesn't make a stark change. It just clarifies what is allowed. But to me, I believe the clarification is important.
Ward says local school districts make age-appropriate sex education curriculum decisions. He says HB 71 started because of feedback he received from health teachers along the Wasatch Front.
So honestly, I don't think this changes anything for curriculum directors. They already have put together a lot of good curriculums about contraception. I think the people that are affected are just the teachers in the classroom who already have had these curriculums in their hand, but have been looking at this state law that says you are forbidden to advocate for the youth, and they've been uncertain what would get them in trouble and what would be okay. And I'm just hoping this makes it easier for the teacher in the classroom to know what's okay and to get to feel comfortable about teaching the basic information about these, so all of our students kind of have that knowledge in their hand as they start their adult life.
Ward says the bill is a small change, but he hopes teachers will use the clarifying language to teach students about family planning and sexual health.
Almost everybody during their adult life, as they form their family, uses contraception at some point, make their family turn out how they want, and we just want all of our society to know what the availability is.
Annabelle Scheinberg is the Vice President of Learning and Partnership, Planned Parenthood Association of Utah. She says the data shows 99% of sexually active women who are 16 to 44 will use contraception at some point in their lives.
So we teach young people about complex calculus, advanced calculus, and things they can take classes in that they're not going to use tomorrow, right? Because things that they're going to use later in life. And I think we can think about something like contraception in a similar way.
The Utah Health Department tracks sexually transmitted infections, and they've published data stating 2017 rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis all represent 10-year highs. Scheinberg says there are a couple of reasons why younger people are more susceptible to contracting STIs.
And what we do know is that young people aged 15 to 24 are not half of the people having sex, but they get about half of the new cases of STIs. Some of that's biological. Their bodies are a little more prone, susceptible to infection. And some of it is, you know, young people who do date or engage in sexual behavior often have shorter partnerships or relationships.
Summit County Nursing Director Carolyn Rose says the STI rates in Summit County mirror the state data, with chlamydia the most common diagnosis, particularly in youth ages 15 to 24. She says the increase in STIs in Summit County don't discriminate and cross socioeconomic, religious, and ethnic populations. Testing and treatment is confidential and available at the County Health Department in Park City, Colville, and Camas. HB 71 passed in the Utah Senate and the House. It will go to the governor for signing. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.